Guys, before we continue on with the podcast, I just want to give you some information in terms of my coaching program. So I do offer private coaching, but if that is something that you are not able to do with me, I do offer an online coaching program. It is a 9-week course. It's all about emotional healing. Why is emotional healing important? Because you have to know what is going on inside of you. You have to know what your wounds are. You have to know how you are programmed. You have to learn how to have a positive and healthy self-talk. So everything that you've ever wanted, whether it's a healthy relationship, whether it's more money, whether it's to live in a certain house, or whatever the goals are that you have set for yourself for your life, they all are determined by you. So how healthy you are mentally, how healthy you are emotionally, and learning how to not just heal, but rebuild and reprogram is literally the most important thing you can ever do for yourself. More important than any college education you can ever get, because this will allow you to have the self-worth, the self-esteem, the self-confidence in yourself to be able to attract and have everything that you've ever wanted. If you are interested in starting my online course, you can go to my website, StephanieLynnLYNLifeCoaching.com, and click on my 9-week course towards emotional healing. You can have all of the information there and get started as soon as possible. This week, with everything that's going on, I want to talk about obsessive thinking. So I've been getting a lot of messages, and even with my private clients, you know, with all of this time on our hands, we have time to obsessively think about past relationships. We have time to kind of ponder and wonder, like, what went wrong and what happened and what did I do? And especially when we're obsessively thinking about an ex or a past relationship and we know we're over it. You know, like, you know that place where you're kind of, you know you shouldn't be with this person. You've really accepted it, maybe not fully, but you're in a good spot with it, and you just are thinking about them all the time. So I want to dive into this, and I want to talk about more specifically why we do this. So right off the bat, when we are obsessively thinking, what we're doing is we're in an excessive, persistent state of, you know, visualizing this person, thinking about something, and we know that it's really not in our best interest to be doing it, but we just can't stop ourselves from doing it. When we can't stop ourselves from doing something, that means that you have now fallen asleep. You are now completely unconscious to what it is you're actually doing, and you're going off of programming. You're going off of just an unconscious way of thinking, right? You're letting your mind wander. You're falling into habitual addictions, right? Now, obsessively thinking about something, that's an addiction. And a lot of the times when I coach people or talk to people or anywhere where I talk about this kind of stuff, when we are obsessing about an ex, it's for one of two reasons. Number one, we're bored. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but when you're bored in your life or when there's no one in sight, your mind wants to gravitate towards something. Now, if we had a great life happening for ourselves, we were dating this new person and we're excited about this situation or we're excited about our own lives, then we're going to be in that feeling of feeling good about what's going on with us. Maybe we might have a thought every now and then of this person. They might like just pop into our minds, but we won't obsess about that person. We won't start overthinking and being compulsive with our thinking regarding this person. So when we're bored in life, we tend to obsessively think. And when we possibly feel like we have unfinished business. Now, it could be maybe you didn't say the things that you wanted to say to this person. Maybe you still have pent up anger or hurt or grief that you need to go through. So literally, obsessively thinking about an ex has to do with one of those two things. Now, it doesn't mean that it's one or the other. It could be a little bit of both. You could be in quarantine right now by yourself. You could have nothing really going on in your life. You know, you're not dating anyone. You're not excited about anything. Or just your life in general isn't where you want it to be. And those are the moments when you kind of have to take an inventory of your life and figure out, okay, well, what area of my life do I want to focus on right now to get myself where I need to be? Rather than just thinking that it's about your ex or it's about this other person. Maybe I did make a mistake. What did go wrong? Are they happy? Like all of that thinking that really doesn't do you any good. So when you start to kind of take responsibility for your own self, when you say, you know what, I'm a grown adult and I need to learn how to take care of myself mentally and emotionally, You need to, and this is why we call it self-parenting, you need to be the parent to yourself to know when you're doing something that is not good for you. Now, logically, you might bring some consciousness to your mind to say, okay, I know I'm obsessively thinking about something and it's nothing good is gonna come of that, but I can't stop it. It's no different than having a child. It's no different than talking to someone that you really love. You have to be the adult to yourself. You have to be able to detach from what you're doing, what you're thinking, where you're obsessively thinking about something or obsessively doing something. You have to be able to detach a little bit to be able to make healthy, logical decisions for yourself, healthy, conscious decisions for yourself. Now, if it's a matter of also possibly, you know, maybe your life is okay and you're doing fine, but maybe you really have a lot of unhealed stuff that you need to tend to. Maybe you're really angry. Maybe you're really sad. Maybe you're really going through grief. And then that's the stuff that you really need to work on. A lot of the times, I feel like when relationships end, especially when we're dealing with someone who's narcissistic, definitely when we're dealing with someone who's emotionally abusive, whether you ended the relationship or if someone abruptly ended it with you, you want closure. You want answers as to why this happened, right? Like even if you got that final conversation of like, hey, this is why this relationship's ended. Maybe the person didn't say, hey, I'm sorry for the way I treated you. I'm sorry for the fact that I cheated on you. I'm sorry for the fact that I'm leaving you right now, whatever. Maybe you want that apology. Maybe you want that recognition. Maybe you want to just find the answer to the question of like, why did this happen? Why is this person the way they are? What happened with me? Like all of these kind of sometimes unknown questions that you're never, or unknown answers that you're never going to get. And so then it becomes a matter of the healing process isn't even about the other person. It's really about yourself and accepting that this just is the situation that it is and that it was meant to be the way it was. Now, I feel like when people don't really think like that, it's because they don't see the lesson in what happened to them. And even if you're the victim of something, what's the lesson? What can you learn? How can you grow? What can you do? Because all you have control over is yourself. You have no control over other people. So no matter what happens to you, no matter the amount of pain that you're feeling or heartache that you're going through, what can you learn about yourself? How can you grow and become stronger because of this? Because it is that pain that you're feeling that is going to allow you to become the next version of yourself so you can then start to have the things that you want in your life. I always say, you know, obsessively thinking about something, again, you have to be conscious to it. You have to be like aware that you're actually doing this kind of stuff. And you have to know what's in my best interest. If me doing this is not in my best interest, then why am I doing it? Maybe I'll give myself like a few minutes to kind of indulge in like the pain of obsessively thinking about something, but then it has to come a point where you have to be the adult for yourself and say, okay, this isn't helping me. This isn't healthy for me. So what do I have to do? What you have to do is actually think about what you want next in your life. So take an inventory of your life and what do you want? How do you want it to change? Maybe you do want to find a great partner. Okay, what does that entail? What does that entail in terms of what actions you need to take to get that goal? And what does it entail within yourself that you know that you want to get better at so you can attract a healthier partner? If it's your life and you're like, you know what, I don't really have too much going on, or I want to go after this kind of career, or I want to do this, or I want to get physically fit, whatever it is for your life, there are so many categories of life. There's your finances, there's your personal relationships, there's your environment, your home. So your romantic relationships, career, social life, you know, like all these different areas of your life. What area right now needs work? Here's the PS. Throughout the rest of your life, there's always going to be one or two areas that are going to need work. So maybe right now your social life isn't really that great and that's something that you want to work on. Okay, well, how can you work on it? Depending on the situation, depending on the circumstance that we're in right now. If your finances aren't where you want it to be, how can you get it there? What can you do to kind of get yourself to where you want to be? And I mean that in all facets of life. So if you're really honest with yourself and you set goals that allow you to have the best life possible. Now, if you don't want to make $1 million, then great, that's not the goal for you. Maybe the goal for you is like, look, I just want to live a happy life. I just want to be
healthy physically, emotionally, mentally. I want to have a good life. I want to be present. I want to be grateful. And like, those are things that you want to practice. So whatever it is, it's about looking at your own life and using that energy that you're wasting obsessing about something that, quite frankly, you're never really going to even get the answers that you want out of it. Using that energy towards your own good. Now, again, if there's unfinished business, then maybe there's a lot of grief that you have to do, and not judging yourself while you're doing that grief. If you still feel unhealed and it's been years or months and you're judging yourself on why do I still feel this way? So much time has passed. Maybe you haven't actually been doing the work that you needed to do to really heal. And I gotta be honest there. I really do think that there are some relationships that they're very much like a death, in the sense that you don't feel the same way you did day one, but you're always going to have a feeling inside of you, right? Maybe you don't cry every single time you talk about it, but every now and then it kind of just gets you, and it's very much like a death. You heal with it, you deal with it, you put it in a place, but again, every now and then, depending on what's going on with life, it might creep in, and you might have to tackle that grief again. So I think it's a matter of just being honest with yourself on how do I really feel about this person? Why am I actually doing this? Am I searching for answers that I'm never gonna get? Am I bored in my own life? Am I unhealed in any way? And so those are things that you kind of have to tackle. Now, a couple of like easy things in terms of obsessively thinking about this person is, you know, we're not going down memory lane. We're not going down the good old days when things were great with this person. And oh my God, I remember taking this trip with that person. And this is what happened there. Like that ship's gone. So again, to do that, even though you might think, well, it feels good to go down that road, it's not gonna feel good in the long run, because that road is not your reality right now. So I don't want to say focus on the negative, you know, remember all the bad things about the person that made you, you know, not want to be with this person, or the reasons why this relationship ended. I mean, yeah, we can focus on those things to kind of remember, like, oh, that person was a jerk, and, you know, I'm so glad that I got rid of them. That's fine. But I think it's more about understanding that was a season of my life, and I can look back and think of all the great times that I did have, but I can also think of all the crappy times. But the reality is, what is my life right now, and where do I want to take it going forward? In my opinion, I would rather someone obsessively think about the future in terms of getting themselves to where they want to be, not fear of the future, not fear of the unknown, not worrying about all that stuff, but spending their time thinking about what do I need to do to get myself to where I want to be, versus thinking about what was and how what was maybe was supposed to be so good than what is right now. That's, in my opinion, that's BS. If you're honest with yourself, you'll recognize that that relationship, even while you might think that it was absolutely perfect and maybe you didn't see the red flags or anything like that, it doesn't matter. For whatever the reasons are, the relationship ended, and that's not the person that you want to be with. You don't want to be with a person that doesn't want to be with you. And you want to look at who you are today and what do you want for your life going forward. So I hope that has helped you guys understand why sometimes we obsessively think about people, especially during this time when we have all the time in the world to think. Use this time wisely. Use this time to really work on yourself. Use this time to read books, to listen to tapes. And when I say tapes, I mean YouTube, podcasts, anything that's kind of feeding your mind. Invest in programs, invest in your own self so you can, you know, set those goals for yourself and get yourself to where you want to be. I really, really, really can't stress that enough. Do home projects, you know, figure out what hobbies do you want to do that you've never done before. What do you want to do with your career next if you're, you know, laid off or you aren't working right now? Like, what can you do that is productive that'll help you to be happier than maybe you were before?